Okay. So I'm in CIS Web, and the ones that say okay on this are ones that are okay for you to look at, and the ones that don't say okay have my password, etc. in them, so I can't show them to you. So, if I look at linkpassok.php, okay, that is what you are going to be doing as far as the password is concerned, okay? So you're going to set it up, okay? I'll actually wait a few minutes. You all seem to be still downloading. So go ahead and download. So what you're going to do is you're starting out, and all I did was put PHP there to let the browser know. And I've got $link, which is what I'm calling my link. This is the ability to tie PHP to a database that I've created. Okay, so when I do that, I have to give this information. Now, I can give it inside the program, or I can give it the way I have out here, which basically, for me at least, that means that when I show you my program, I don't have to worry about my password being in it, because I am linking to this password, which is a separate file. Okay? So I'm going to have this, and I can use it in a whole bunch of programs to verify that I want to do the link. So if I come over here and I look at my first program, okay, there's the first one. Okay, you can see that it says include linkpass.php. Okay, well, this is linkpass.php. Linkpassok.php, but I have my version in there of this, which has my username, my password, and all of that in there. And that's what I am linking to. So I am saying include the information on linkpass.php. So I'm including that in my program. Otherwise, if I didn't do it this way, I would have to put in the program, instead of the include, I'd have to put this code in there, which means that I couldn't show it to you if I didn't want to show you my password. So therefore, if I keep it externally and I say link to that to get the password information, it makes more sense. Okay, does that make sense to you? Okay.
So this would log into the database?
Yes.
Using our credentials.
So I'm going to put localhost, and I keep localhost there. You don't change that. That's localhost. Then you put your username, your password, and the optional database. Now this is that second password when they gave you two passwords, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is the second password.
Which would be the MySQL password.
No. Right.
Yes.
Yes. So this is that second MySQL password. Optional database. It pretty much ignores the database, because in the program I can specify a different database and this will still work. So, optional database. You can put the database there or not. Okay. But this would be, when you say database, you're talking about for you guys, those two names that you can use that they set up for you. That's the database. Okay. So I've got this connect, and then it says or die, which is could not connect, and it will give an error. And then as long as I keep going and don't die, I print connected successfully. And so that tells me that I've connected successfully to the database. Okay. Now up here, that's all I do. That's the first program I wrote. It actually doesn't do anything because it doesn't do anything with the database. It is just showing that I am making the link. So if I bring up that works. And I say, okay, I want to run cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tilde. And I've got to go back and figure out where I put these things. Whoops. Okay, so pgrocer, and it is in CIS 159 S216, and then it's in First Connect Group. And the name of it is Connect 1 HTML OK.php. And it said testing connection connected successfully. Okay, so now let me go back and bring up all the stuff that I had open. There. Okay. So, I had my program open, and that's the program that I'm running. It has an H1 in there that said testing connection, and so that H1 is showing. And then it says include link pass, and connected successfully came from link pass. So that indicates that I have successfully connected. Okay.
Hmm? Mine says a warning. I guess I didn't put that on that.
Well, you have to have your... All your information there. Okay. Your username, your password, and the name of one of your databases.
Okay.
Okay? So, you know, this has to have your username, your password, and optionally the name of your database.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, you can't just run these. You've got to modify them so that they work with your stuff. Okay? You know, up till now, the PHP, you could just run my PHP. And you can still run it as long as you know the address of mine. You can run mine, but you can't run yours unless you have...
Let's say I have a local host using a password... or optional DB on there, and you just...
But you've got to substitute in your username.
Oh yeah, it says or die.
Which, what, why, when, where? Or die, yes, and that gives you the SQL error. So if it can't log in, it's going to say could not connect and give you an error.
Okay.
Okay? But you've got to put in here your information.
Okay.
Okay? Because it's got to be your information in order for you to be able to run this. Okay? So if you want to make a copy of that Connect One and make a copy of Link Pass and try to get it running, okay, so that you get at least connected successfully. Okay, so if you haven't done that, do that and make sure that you can connect in. Some of you, I said, is anybody connected?
Yeah.
You've got it all connected. Anybody else got in?
No, just yet.
Okay. And I called this, obviously, Link Pass. And you can see I'm saying Link Pass. That's nothing magical about that name. That just is my name for it. And so, you're going to have to put in whatever name you decide to call it. But I'm calling that Link Pass. Is anybody having problems? So I would make a copy, if I were you, I would make a copy of Connect1 HTML, okay, call it whatever you want to call it. Make a copy of linkpass.php and then try to run it. And if there are problems, Kyle's got it working, so he'd be happy to come and help you.
Just have to say that put it with the other ones?
No.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that you've downloaded are only going to be usable as examples. They're not running. You're going to have your own link pass. Okay? So I gave you this. But you've got to fill it in and save it as link pass. So you've got to have your own link pass. You can save it as anything you want, but whatever you save it as has got to be the name that you put inside this include. Because you're saying include that in your code, which is an alternative to having it in your code. Saying include is the alternative to having it there. And again, I don't want it there because then whenever I show you code or you show somebody's code, your password is evident. If you have it just in this, then you never have to, if you're debugging and everything, that never has to come up once you know that's working. Yeah. The password is the one that I think they call the MySQL password.
All right, and then what's OptionalDB?
That can be any database that you've created. But actually, I'm sorry, it can be any database I've created. For you, they created two databases for you.
So
it has to be one of those databases, okay. I.e. the one that you've used.
No,
Pat.
All right, did you
see
that?
That's a PHP.
Okay.
Good morning. Whatever.
Yes, close that for a second. It might be easier.
And you can also just...
I mean, I did it. Oh, yeah, but I didn't. Really, that's why I went back to the notepad, because I can save it right.
Okay, so in that case, close that for a second. Then go back to an SCP.
Okay.
And then go to wherever you put this one.
Right
there. Oh,
wait,
you're not putting that up, working out of here. Okay,
That password's the second password, not the first one.
Right.
Yep.
And you know how when you were going into putty?
Can't find it.
No.
I would just save the desktop. And,
you know that second one that you use.
Yep. Terrible password there.
Okay, anybody else in? Are you in?
Using the
number.
Okay. Yep, underscore one or two or whatever. And then save that. All right, I'm in.
You're in?
Connected successfully. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
That's what you want to see.
Mine was just work out this
I wasn't specifying the option with EB.
Okay.
After I did that, it worked.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
First time I tried it, it didn't work.
Huh. Because I swear I've tried it without. I usually put one in there, but I have done it without. Okay. Kyle, you've got yours working. Take out the optional DB and see if it works.
Just take it out entirely?
Yeah, and just after password close parentheses.
Oops, I renamed it.
Sorry.
Mine says,
I had a, I expected it.
Yay, go. That means you're in.
Yeah, it works. It works without the line.
Yeah, I thought it did. I mean, I thought I remembered that I had tested that, and it didn't have to have the optional DB in there.
Yeah, you can pull it out, and it works fine.
Yeah. No, it's not. Well, where's yours? Let me see. Because I'm not seeing your username and password.
Oh, why is it a shortcut?
You've got to substitute your username for that.
It's this
time.
Here.
Yeah, it's...
Well, let me
see.
Ah!
Yeah, it's
a short
sorry.
That's it. Down here for a second.
Okay, so now you're out of here. So you're going to have to put it in the first password to get back in.
Click right there.
Oh, okay.
But where's your file called password.php? This is link router. Linkpass.php. It needs to have your username.
Yeah, when SV doesn't like you, we try to extract
and your password. It can't have just
the word.
It can't have the word username.
I don't see it on the desktop, so somewhere.
It's got to have whatever your username is.
That's why
is.
I have to type it in.
Well, where is it?
Oh, because...
Where is the file that has that?
The desktop for a second. So make sure it's actually on the desktop. Oh, it is. Okay. It must be behind this window. So we're back to...
I want to see linkpass.php.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That?
Yeah, that's my fault. I was dumb and I just dragged the whole folder over easier. There you go.
It's frozen again.
Okay.
Up in there.
On linkpass.php. You need to substitute in your username right there.
Come in.
You have to change it and put in your username right there.
And then
Okay, I get it.
And your password right there.
Okay.
And your database right there.
Oh, wait, our database?
Yes, you have two databases that the school created for you. And that you've been using.
Like what?
I think it's your name. What's the syntax of the...
It's your username underscore one or two.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's your username underscore one or two. And you've been using that to create databases. When you've been going in and creating databases... tables. You've been using that to create tables within a database. Okay. So are you in?
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty much in? Okay, try making those changes.
Which password? The MyNext password?
The other one, the MySQL password.
Okay.
Okay.
Put in your, this happened to me, put in your Linux password again, and click remember password for this session. It's the localhost because the MySQL server and the web server and things.
Yes. Are you in all right?
Yeah.
What you need to have is you need to see a screen and come back with those two things.
Okay.
All
right, so close that.
Yes.
Yep.
Then you're not.
And then.
Okay, let's see.
Web browser.
Should be
you, then
you
didn't
like the
table,
right?
Yes. It should be, because we put it in a folder. Changes to slash first. First group.
That is going to be the
connect group.
One of those underscore one or underscore two. Your username underscore one underscore two.
Up in the very left.
Yeah, for optional database. That's the database that you used, yeah.
How'd you get the testing connection?
Pardon me?
How'd you get the testing connection?
It came out of my program. Right there. So if you're running a program like mine.
I just got it connected successfully.
Okay, did you make this program? Did you execute that program?
Did you add that in?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've got two programs. Okay, and I am executing down here. This is the one that I am executing. That one. Okay, if you just ran the link pass. Okay, if you just if you just run here link pass, it comes back with just connected successfully. Okay? So if you just run link pass, it comes back with just the connected successfully. So that's probably what you did. If you have the, this is mine under mine.
Hey.
It is called connect1htmlok.php. And so if you take that and don't check any changes to that, just run that one exactly as it is, then you should get the testing connection and connected successfully. Okay, so basically on this one, I am running, okay, let's try that one more time. Okay, this is what I executed. And it says include that. So that's where that gets included in. And include, again, is like doing a copy and paste and putting the code there. So I executed the top program, and the top program said include the stuff beneath. Okay. Okay, yeah. Have you got it working?
No. All right, then. Okay. No, it's not. I could take the cursor. So, I know why. Go back to it if you think it's racist. Yeah.
No, that's not your database. That your database is your name underscore one. You know how when you did PuTTY?
Oh, yeah.
You use that database? That's the database.
Okay. All the
references.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so now everybody's all set, right? I don't care about you. You came late. No problem. Okay, so now look at Connect 2. My Connect 2. Okay, so on this one, I'm actually doing a select.
Why does it keep asking me to reconnect? That's really weird.
It doesn't like you.
I had the issue too. I just had it over my password for the session.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I don't know why it periodically decides to. that it's tired, but it does. Okay, so if I look at Connect 2, it is telling me two things. Okay. So Connect 2 is adding the fact that it links to the database. So I'm adding something in there. So we will take a look at what I'm adding. And I basically did these in steps. Okay, that's my password thing. And this is this one. Okay. So what I've got here is below the include, I have the MySQLi underscore select underscore DB. And what I've got going on there is this is the dollar sign link up there that I had. No, it's not up there. The dollar sign link that I have in the in link pass. So I said dollar sign link inventory first. So inventory first is the name of the table that I'm using. I'm sorry. It's the name of the table. It's the table there. It's the name of the table. I replayed what I had said. This is the name of the table. Okay, which is that line is why that optional comment is that the optional DB, that the database is optional, because here is where I'm really doing the link for this program. I'm saying link, and then I've got inventory first. Okay? So then I have made the connection between the link and the database that I want. Then I said result, and result is my word. And I said, result, MySQLi query, again, use link, and select everything from the table. Okay? If I am not able to select everything, I will get the message invalid query and an SQL message. Otherwise, I will get the message linked to database.
I'm getting the invalid query because I don't have a table that's... set up as in first.
You don't have any tables set up there. Okay.
I think I might have selected the wrong database.
Okay. Because if you don't have any tables set up, obviously you can't do this. And you can't run this without putting your information in there. Okay, so we're at a point where you've got to use your information. So I have a database called inventory first, and I have a table apparently called item first.
It works.
You can pull whatever you want here now, Mark, for whatever reason. So, if we hadn't done this here, I would do so by putting down your approach. You'd have to put the actual name of the name. This is actually the database name instead of the table name. I'm done, so. You still want to
see
that makes sense? Ish.
I don't see what's wrong with it.
I connected finally. Oh.
Okay. So this is what it should be. MySQLi connect, localhost, username, password, optional database, close the parenthesis. Okay? And then, or die.
Yeah, I did that.
Somebody that knows what they're doing, see if they can see what I'm not seeing, because I'm not seeing it. It looks fine. So. And you didn't change the connect one, right? That's the way I wrote it. Connect one HTML okay is the way I wrote it, right? Is the database the right configuration? Is that the right configuration? Because they did it the same. Username, and then is that the right one, underscore one or something?
I think that's the same for everyone. At least everyone I've talked to.
Right, no, they follow the same template, I'm sure. Sense.
What error do you get when you run? Try saving everything just one more time and refreshing your browser.
I
didn't
save it.
Okay. Hold down.
I'll try doing it again.
Hold down shift and click refresh your browser. Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing a semicolon. That might do it.
What is the semicolon?
At the very end of the window, very end.
Not on that one.
Oh, there's no link on that one?
No.
Oh, because it's part of that
file. It says they or die.
I'm sorry,
it's
don't. It's...
Yeah. Did you get it?
No, I didn't. Hold down
the shift. No, I did. I missed the whole unit, so I have no idea what we're
doing. Yep. Are you doing this in your CIS web? Or?
Yes. So you're supposed to be in CIS web. Fill him in.
Or PhD.
Yeah. Are we doing this for?
Oh, that's why.
This is that's your engine. Just, I think.
Okay, connect one, you're supposed to download.
Yeah, I already got that.
Alright.
I already changed it.
Yeah, I changed your username, password, all that.
Then why aren't you getting it?
Do you change localhost to CIS web dot versus CC?
No, you leave localhost the way it is.
You need to connect to this.
You wouldn't have that.
And then you've got username, password, and the optional database there, which is your username 1_1 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then if you run connect one or connect two,
Bingo,
that's
why.
Has to be.
CIS web kicked you out.
Okay. Yeah, you said that's why. It's a password.
Okay.
Yeah. No idea.
Okay, the rest of you who are doing something, go on to number three.
I already did number three.
96.
All right, well, then go on to number four or whatever.
There is no number three, actually, is there?
That's right, there is no number three.
There's a number
go
four.
Go on to some variation of number four.
Yeah,
HTML okay is, I think, the first one to try.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you gotta change. Wow, this is cool.
This is what?
I said cool.
So try the one that says connect 4 HTML okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here.
Okay, and try running HTML connect 4 HTML okay. And you actually should see some numbers.
I was wondering if you were going to get around to that.
So, now what I have is, once I've selected it, I've got a while statement. And the while statement says, while row equals MySQL fetch row from results. Okay, so what does that mean? Results has a select statement in it. And my result said select item number from item first. So therefore, I selected all of the item numbers from item first, right? So now I go down and I didn't die. So I say, okay, while, and I called it row, equals MySQL fetch row result. Okay, so that means result is the result of doing the select. So result has in it three item numbers, because result is the result of doing the select. And so I'm now saying row is going to be equal to, in other words, the row I'm going to print out is going to be equal to fetching a row from result. So when it fetches the row from result, apparently the three things that came up in result are 11111, 12121, and 12345. So the first time through, it is going to fetch the 11111. Next time through, it's going to get 12121. Next time through, it's going to do 1234. And inside the while, I said echo out, make it a new paragraph, because that basically skips a line and all that, and that's what I wanted to do. And then I said concatenated with row and the zero field. So zero is the zero field. The first field. And actually, I only selected one field, so there is no thing other than the zero field. So it is showing me the zero field, which means it is showing me the 111. Because when I did the select, I got those things. And now it is stepping through and showing me the first record, then it goes back and fetches the next thing from result, which is the 12121, and then it goes back and fetches the third thing from result, which is the 12345. So it is going through and showing me each of the things that it fetched from result. Okay? So select puts something in result. Now, row is talking about each individual thing that's in result. So, because I'm saying MySQL fetch a row and store it in $row. And that came from result. So the first time through the while loop, I've got 11111. The next time I've got 12121. The next time I've got 12345. And I'm echoing them out with paragraph symbols around them so that they would line up nicely and also have a space in between. If I didn't want the space in between, I could have used div up here instead of paragraph. Or I could have just written it and thrown in a BR. I mean, how you echo it out doesn't matter. I just chose to echo it out inside a paragraph, which gets me a blank line after. The important thing is the row zero, which means the zero field or the first field. Well, I only selected one field, so clearly that was the zero field. questions.
So,
mine has a Indial Glory. Table doesn't exist. I'd rather add that on.
So that means you apparently don't have the table in your database. The table, what you should be doing now is working with a table that you created in previous assignments. Okay? Now, is it working for, just to make sure the system's working, is somebody getting this? You're getting it, using a table that you created. Okay. So, just checking to make sure that the problem isn't across the hall. Okay. So you should be getting data out of the table that you created. Okay. Basically, I've got to get a few more people going. Play around with some of these that are in this Connect group. If you've got things going.
It's because this is right from the bottom. Get rid of that.
Oh. And let's see where we are.
Oh, see, I thought it would give me all the things in that database.
That's what the next one's for.
Oh.
I believe that's what she's...
Okay, this next one is for Connect4A, okay. And if you look at Connect4A, okay, it is now showing you three things. It is showing you what was in row zero, what is in row two, and then what is in row one. Okay, so it's showing you what is in row zero, what is in row two, and then what's in row one. Okay, and again, row zero is the first field. Row zero is the first field. Okay, but row zero is the first field. Row with the two in brackets is the third field. And row with one in brackets is the second field. So I'm getting the fields in order. Okay, if I put 012, I would have seen mouse before the price. So go ahead and play around with the ones that I have there while I see about who else is, who's not going anyplace. Okay, so what's your problem?
You can do that too. Yeah, I think you can duplicate as well.
Okay. Now wait a minute, you're not supposed to be inside that.
Okay.
So if I open...
Oh, now did you go to right-click? Right-click on...
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me see. You had one...
Undefined offset.
Yes, so that's what it is. Okay. So now the first one should be okay. So run the connect one HTML okay.
Oh my god.
No, you can't run it from mine. You gotta run yours. It's out of your system.
Oh,
That may be what you're doing. You can't run mine. You have to run yours. Is that yours?
So, go to...
Okay, let me see.
This one?
No, it is yours. All right. Sorry. So now we check the next one.
Go to your...
Sorry, I read the wrong one.
I think because... Yeah, I think I'm...
Oh, okay.
Open it up. It's going the first one, okay. The second one.
Okay, so now try two. But two has to use a table that you created.
You only have four. So you might want to change that.
So it has to use a table that you created.
And that should be everything is left in there.
That's cool.
Go over here. All
right.
Got it.
Okay.
Try refreshing it.
Okay, so what I'm looking at here is, first of all, I'm including link paths. Notice I actually have just PHP here. I didn't even bother to put it inside HTML. And that's fine. I don't have to put it inside HTML because I'm not doing any HTML. If I was doing some HTML, I have to include it. And reality is most times you're mixing HTML and PHP, so you need to have the HTML at the top.
You have to put a table on a notepad.
You have to have created a table in PuTTY.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. So, but you've been doing that for the last week or so, so you should have something out there. Okay, so now I'm coming in, and the reason I said the database was optional is that I'm really making the link to the database in here. So I'm saying MySQL select database. And those are all, that's not my words. Those are PHP's words. So MySQL select database. And then I said, okay, for all of this, it's interesting. There was an earlier version of this that had MySQL instead of MySQLi. And it wasn't half as, you didn't repeat the link as often as you do in this one. But this one has a very repetitive link things. So I've got MySQLi underscore query and link. And then I've got SelectDB and link. In each one of those, I'm basically telling it, you know, this is okay, you can do this because you're the person. So I've got up here, select the DB. So I've got link, comma, and the database. So that gets me my database using my host name and password and all that good stuff. Then I decided to call it result, and I said result equals MySQL query. So now I want to do a query, and again I'm using the link to kind of give me the privileges to do it. So I'm saying MySQL query is going to do a select asterisk from item first. Okay, so I'm selecting everything from item first. So it is now sitting in a queue someplace where it's set up all of the information from item first. Okay, and how it handles that, I don't know. I just know that when I step through it, it will handle it. Okay, how many it's storing, how it's storing it. If I have 100,000 records, how it's handling that, that's the behind-the-scenes business that I don't care about. So then I said, or die, which means if it is not successful in doing the select, it is going to die and put out information. If it is select, if it selects all right, then it drops down to the while.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm like.
Okay. Now the while says, looking at the left side here, right side here, it says MySQL fetch all the rows that are in result. So fetch everything that is in result, all the rows that are in result. And while is saying, okay, each one of these is going to be assigned to row one at a time. Okay, and for languages, there's kind of like for eaches and whiles that do things automatically, and this one is doing that. So it's saying every time you hit the while, it will fetch a new row. And that row from result and that row will sit in dollar sign row. Okay, so all of the data is sitting in dollar sign result. It is saying, using all that information in dollar sign result, MySQLi fetch row, fetches one row. And it keeps track of where you are, so it fetches when you go back to the while, it gets you the next row, the next row, the next row, the next row. So the first row clearly has that information on it. And I said echo out paragraph format. Okay, wait a minute, just a minute.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine, but I just want to make sure everybody's getting this. Echo out paragraph format and put out concatenated with row zero, which apparently is the ID, concatenated with a space to make it look pretty, concatenated with row two, which apparently was the price or whatever that number is, concatenated with a space, concatenated with row one, which apparently is the item name. Okay? So, if I go in and change any of these, I don't remember how many rows I have, but let's say I decided to make this row four. Okay? And see what's in there. So I'm going to save that, and then I am going to execute it. And apparently row four had just a number. Maybe it's on hand, maybe it's on order. I don't know what it is because I don't remember what's in item first. Okay? And if I, let's see, if I make this row six,
and obviously, if you make it a row that doesn't exist, it'll just return null.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and that still brought back a number, so I'm keeping going. And, you know, so whatever I put in here is going to go in and get me a row. And we are going to look at how I can do that another way, which uses names instead of an index. But basically what I've got here is this is an index. And it says on the row, grab the first thing on the row, then grab the third thing on the row, then grab the second thing on the row. When I loop back, it knows that it should fetch the next thing in result. So row becomes the next thing in result. And so I write out the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. And the 300 and the monitor. And then I go back and I fetch the next row. And there's only three rows in item first. Okay? So I get the third one and I put out that information. Okay? And then I'm done. And it stops because I had said while there is a row. Basically, this also interprets as get the next row, and when there's no more rows, I'm done. So this kind of is a very sophisticated little line there. Huh?
It stopped on its own once it reaches the end.
Yes. So that MySQL fetch row is a very sophisticated thing in that it moves through the rows, and when there are no more rows, the while is done.
Okay.
So, the next one is 4AA, and I don't remember what that does. Okay, so I'm going to go get 4AA from someplace. There's 4AA. Okay. And that says 0, 1, and 5. So it basically did the same thing that I did when I was experimenting up here. Because now I've got 0, 1, and 5. And it is giving me 0, 1, and 5. And notice that on this one, I didn't nicely concatenate with a space in between, and so they're all jammed in next to each other. Because I just said, give me row 0, concatenated with row 1, concatenated with row 5. So they're all jammed in. on the previous one, I used a space, and so that worked. And then the next one is 4AA error. And this one I basically wanted you to experiment with. It didn't work. So on this one I put in a where clause. Okay, so I'm going to change this to 111 because that will work. And I am going to run this one, and it is 4AA, whatever it is, 4AAERRH, no, I think I just lost it,
it's HTML. AAERRHTML, okay.
Yes. I am sort of close. Okay, we'll see. No, I didn't. I lost the HTML somehow. Good for me. Okay, not found. So what did I do wrong? Error. That's what I left out. I left out the word error.
You did.
Now I've got error. Yes. Okay. So this one connected successfully. And now I said, okay, we're happy now. Let's go make some errors. And so what I said was, change this to 1110. So I changed it to 1110, saved it, ran it, and it gave me what, which is what I told it to do. Okay, so let's talk about that. By the way, these connected successfullys that are in all my examples, obviously I wouldn't do that if I was out in the real world, but I like reassurance, and so it tested successfully. So on this one I said, select item number, item name, da-da-da-da, and put it in result. The problem is there is nothing for that one. Okay, that's an invalid ID. So now I said, if row 0 equals spaces, which means it didn't extract anything, then I put out the message what, and I exit. If row 0 is not equal to spaces, like it was when I had the 1111, I put out a break, I put out row 0, I put out a break, and I put out row 1. So I saw the ID and the name. Okay, so that's what I had on the last one. Okay. And then I said, okay, now let's experiment. And I'll go back to the one and show you what that is, and then I'll experiment with it. So if I go back again and do the one, I'm seeing the two things printing out. Okay, so that one is working. So now I said, okay, the next thing is let's mess up the name. So I put an A at the end of item first. That table does not exist. So when I try to run this, it comes back and gives me the error, this isn't my error, this is their error. Obviously, but the error is that the table doesn't exist. Okay. So it couldn't find the table, so it couldn't do it. Okay. So that's, I can't find the table and I can't do it. So that's more of a system error, whereas I can't find the record, I can handle internally. Okay, that record's not there, but I can't find the table. Is more of a system error, so I just let them put out their error one. Okay. And then it tried, because it went through and gave me the what. After it yelled at me, it gave me the what.
The what?
because they couldn't find a record, because they couldn't find the table.
It's doing if row, the dollar sign row zero position is equal to null.
Right.
Now, could you have done null there instead of a double quotation set?
No. Okay, so these are some of the things that we're going through, and I'm going to go out and, yeah.
Would the null have to be, if I was going to specify null, would it have to be lowercase or uppercase?
I think it's lowercase.
Okay, thanks.
But experiment and let us know.
We'll let you know forthcoming.
Okay.
Yes, it works.
This one, lowercase.
Yes.
Yeah. I know it worked, but I didn't know. Actually, try it uppercase. See if it will handle it both ways. Okay, this is a where one, where I wrote out no rows selected. Okay.
It works either way.
Okay. That's what I didn't remember.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. So this one got me no rows selected. In this one, I said no row. There's a load of these neat little things that MySQL I underscore this underscore that. And if you go to PHP, MySQL and PHP, you'll find a bunch of them. But this one I put in there and I said MySQL I number rows result. So it came back and it tried to do execute this, because I said execute item number, item name from item first, where item number equals that. Okay? And it came back with the result, and it should have found a record, okay? So it came back with the result. And then I said, okay, now tell me the number of rows. Okay? So it should have brought back one, so it would have one in there. I then said if number of zero, if number of row equals zero, problem, no rows selected. Okay? So if I put an ID in there that was no good, I would have got that. Okay, so if I run this, and this one is called for where, okay. Why do I do this to myself? I think I'm naming them very nicely when I do it. Okay. And what I did here is I said, okay, it connected successfully. And now I am putting out all of the information. Notice that I echoed out the number of rows up here. And there's the one. So that's the number of rows. So I echoed out the number of rows, and then it went and processed. Now, I specifically do just an if statement when I know I'm only going to get one record. The ID is unique. If I'm going to get multiple records, then I want a where, because I want to handle multiple records. But this one, I know I'm only getting one record, so I can handle it with an if. I can also handle it with a where. It's just not necessary when I know I'm getting only one record. And when I test for the key, or the main, you know, the field that has to be unique, I know I'm only getting one record. Okay. So now I'm saying, take the result, put it over there in a row, and that fetch row gets me the first row, and then I write out the information on that first row, and as a matter of fact, that only row, because I don't have more than one row. Okay. Is everybody sort of with me?
I'm with you.
Sort of with me? Oh, with you. You still got a problem?
I created a table on my SQL. I linked it in there. It says link to database.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, no, I don't know what's going on with yours either, but I want to get through a few things, so unfortunately I will have to look at yours afterward. I think the only one left with four is tables, so we'll look at that one. And this is kind of interesting. Or kind of frustrating, I guess, depending on your point of view. Okay. Again, I only got one record. Okay. And I basically said, echo the number of rows. And so I echoed out the number of rows, and that one there is it. I didn't move down a line or anything, so the echoing the number of rows is right there. Then I handled this in two ways. The first way, I decided I wanted to set up a table, which is another way of spacing things across. If you set up a table, you can space across. So I said, okay, MySQL fetch row result, I'm putting in row. And there was only one record, so there's one record sitting in row. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to set up a table using HTML. So I said echo BR, which moved me down a line. Then I said echo table. Then I said echo TR. Then I said echo TD and put row zero in it. Close the TD. Then I said echo another TD and put row one in it. Then I've got an echo TD, put row two, echo row three, put row three. So I've actually got a table that I'm setting up here that has just that one line in it. Okay. An alternate way of doing that is to get out of the PHP, set up the table, set up the TR, because I'm back in HTML if I got out of PHP, set up the table, set up the TR, set up a TD, and when I set up the TD, switch over to PHP real quick, and I go out row zero, get out of PHP, close the TD, start another TD, go into PHP, grab the next row, I mean the next field, and keep going through like that, where I'm embedding the PHP in the table, which is in the HTML. And I think this is really neat, but that just may be my weird sense of what's neat and what isn't. But if you're doing programming, you gotta love it. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. On the first one, I stayed in PHP. So everything had to be done with an echo. But when I echo out table, I send it to the browser that I want to do a table. So when I echo that out, the browser sees that I want to do a table, and it sees all that good stuff. Okay. If you go to the browser, and I do a view source, okay, you can see how it worked. Okay. I said echo out BR, it echoed out BR. There's the BR tag. I said echo out table, it echoed out table. I said echo TR, it did TR. I said echo out TD and put row zero in it, so it went and got progress from row zero, which is 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. And it just went across. It stayed all in one line, but it did it. In the other one, I put in the TR, I put in the table, which is apparently way out there. Because it should be here. There's the TR, then I said TD, and I put them all in. So in both of these, the information got passed to the browser, and it worked just fine. And sometimes if something isn't working, it pays, and there's the table that I told you had to be there. Okay. It's nice to look at the browser because then you can see how the browser interpreted what you did. And if the browser interpreted what you did wrong, that will maybe give you a hint about how to fix it. Because you're looking at saying, okay, what's the key thing here? I've got to get the browser to understand what I'm telling it. Well, if the browser doesn't understand what I'm telling it, I got to go back and fix it to make the browser understand. Okay? So by looking at this, I can see it's working. Okay? I've got two ways of having done that. And the browser was able to handle both of them. And I'm kind of undecided of which one I like better on these. Mainly, I don't know, switching back and forth to PHP or just writing all those things with the echo. And I'm undecided which one I like, so I kind of alternate. Yeah, you had a question? Oh, somebody did, I thought. I thought I saw a hand open that area out of the corner of my eye. No, I guess not. Okay, we have hit the time. Please, if you're confused, look this stuff over because we're going to charge on Thursday and do more of it, and then needless to say, your assignment is going to be to do it. I will give you an assignment this week. It's not due till the Thursday after vacation. So nothing is due during vacation. We kind of forget that it's there.
We have vacation?
No, actually you don't. I lied. You have a catch-up week.
I do. You have no idea.
You do not have a vacation. You have a catch-up week. What college student actually thinks they get a vacation? Okay? So catch-up week is coming.
I was telling that to my girlfriend. She wanted to go away, and I'm like, no.
You've got to be kidding me.
I said, no. She was like, what, really? I'm like, no. This is an opportunity, a golden opportunity to get all completely caught up.
And she can go away if she wants to, and then you can really have time.
It really stinks because it's...